Jeffrey Gettelman wrote The Most Dangerous Place in the World in this month's Foreign Policy magazine about Mogadishu. Jeff Gettelman, you say the U.S. got its three strikes in Somalia already, and Jeb Sharp just went over them in her story. Strike one, Black Hawk down. Strike two, CIA misreading the situation there and letting the Islamic courts run and tame the place. And strike three, letting Ethiopia do the U.S.'s dirty work in Somalia. So rate for us this dramatic rescue of the captain yesterday, which cost the lives of three Somali pirates. Is this another strike or something else, do you think?
I think it's something else because there's not a lot of love lost for the pirates in Somalia. They see them as a continuation of the warlord culture that has haunted this country for so long.
And you say in that same article that you don't go into Mogadishu without a security detail of 10 gunmen protecting you. So what do you think is the best way forward in Somalia, taking advantage of that distaste you just mentioned, for that public distaste for pirates and warlords, and tapping into people's desire to improve their lives?
Well, I think there has to be more meaningful intervention. Somalia needs a lot of help. It's not going to be able to build up an effective central government and really get a handle on all the problems this country has without some serious help from the outside. And as far as resources, as far as money, as far as technical expertise, the place needs all of that. So I think that the outside countries have to come up with a plan that works, that's some blend of, you know, what we might think is the way out in the West and what people in Somalia think is the appropriate way out. You know, a bunch of people are going to have to sit down and map out a strategy, but really consult the Somalis of what's going to work. And if they can do that, this place is, there's a big opportunity right now, because you have a government that accurately reflects what most Somalis want, which is a moderate Islamist government. You have that in place. You have the Ethiopians out. You have a new administration in Washington that is taking a different tack toward the Islamic world. So everything's lining up right now that could really make a meaningful difference on the ground in Somalia, but it also could be another lost opportunity. So, you know, I'm torn about how optimistic to be, because I do think we're in a special time, but the track record's really bad.
One of the best suggestions you've seen is to take advantage somehow of the clan system in Somalia. I'd like you to elaborate and explain how you do that and produce a country through clans, through the clan system, with a functioning government that can actually satisfy numerous groups, numerous clans.
Well, that's a really good question. There's been efforts to set up a central government that would try to impose some type of order from the top down, let's say from the capital of Mogadishu outward. That hasn't really worked. They've tried that since 1991. There's something like 14 attempts at forming a transitional government, let alone a permanent one. None have worked. So a new idea is to play to Somalia's strengths or to the realities and create smaller local governments or administrations, as they're called here, that would be something like a county government or a state government even. And the reality is you have to do that along clan lines, because the country is geographically split up by clan. Certain areas belong to certain clans. So you would set up these little governments that are for one clan in one area. If they worked, eventually you could link them together to form bigger governments that would be, you know, then like state governments or regional governments. And then the last step would be to join them together into some type of federated national government that would devolve power downwards toward these local areas, but would provide some type of overall structure that would deal with money and coastline and national issues like that.
Jeffrey Gettelman is the New York Times East Africa Bureau Chief and wrote The Most Dangerous Place in the World in this month's Foreign Policy magazine. Thank you very much for your time, Jeff.
Glad to help.